So my homily for Christmas will base on 2 point items. First, to seek God in all simplicity, and second, to seek Him in all the inconveniences of life. I still remember when I was struggling in my last semester of the seminary, trying to wrap everything up and get ready for ordination and looking forward to my first assignment and everything like that. I was filled with a lot of anxieties, and on top of that, I was going through a very tough time personally with someone who was my superior that didn't see eye to eye with one another. And so there were a lot of sufferings, a lot of confusions, a lot of questions, a lot of doubts whether I was going to be ordained or not, or something just going to happen. So a lot of fear were there, and doubt began to creep in, and doubt began to dictate. And of course, with doubt, there was a lot of despair as well, a lot of questioning about God's goodness and God's timing and everything like that. So in the midst of everything, I remember coming to my spiritual director at that time, Father John Tejas, and I told him, "Father, what should I do?" He said, "Seek God in your own inconveniences." Because he said, it's very easy to come and pray and have a life of faith when everything goes well. But what makes faith real, personal, intimate, and something as a gift of yourself to Him is that you seek Him in the inconveniences of life. Mother Mary and Saint Joseph had to seek and had to look at God's promise and the reality of God being present to them in the babe, the Lord Jesus Christ as the babe, when they were constantly got downbeaten, got rejected because there was no room at the inn. And having had to be felt as a mother and as a foster father, not having a place for your own son to lay, must be a lot of anguish, a lot of shame, a lot of guilt, a lot of helplessness there. But yet, all these inconveniences, all these rejection, all these denials, all these things that had happened to them made them focus on the one that's in front of them, Jesus Himself. Jesus was the source of this promise, the source of their joy, and the source of their consolation. And of course, Jesus being a child, Pope Francis says something that's so beautiful that kind of stuck with me even until now. He said, "Well, do you know when did God first speak?" When He began to cry, "Wah, I want milk." Right? Jesus was a baby. He's not going to feed Himself, right? So He wants milk. Another inconvenience, right? Another trial, another obstacle, another thing that has to be dealt with. So even in the midst of all the things that seemed to be wrong, God was there. He was present in ways that were beyond imagination, beyond their expectation, beyond their comprehension, beyond what they could grasp at that moment. And of course, God had a funny way of trying to teach me the same lesson that I'm preaching to you today. This morning, I woke up and I had to run some errands, and I started my car, and immediately my ABS light came on. My all-wheel drive didn't work, and then traction and stability control was off. I said, "Oh, shoot, something happened." So I brought it to the Chevy dealership for them to take a look at. They said, "Well, we're closed at noon, so I mean, you're going to have to leave your cars here for a few days." I said, "You know that I'm a priest, right? And I have 4 Mass today, so that's not going to happen." So out of a Hail Mary throw call, I called one of the Vietnamese mechanics and I said, I need your help. I need my car fixed and I don't know what's wrong. So I went over, he opened the door, and then he checked the engine, and then he scanned it. And immediately it said, sensor on the front right wheel, it's not working. So he took off the wheel, and immediately we saw that the sensor that made everything work was bitten by a stupid squirrel. And I have very unkind words for that squirrel at that moment. I said, all of a sudden, you crawl behind the wheel and you bite the sensor? Stupid squirrel, you know? So I was not happy at that moment. I was not happy at all. But then all of a sudden, I remember, I'm gonna preach about inconvenience. And if I don't practice what I preach, then I am a hypocrite. And at that moment, I understood that Jesus was trying to teach me that I got to live what I preach. And that squirrel gave me a special birthday present I didn't want. But it was the present that God wanted to teach me. I know the year 2020 had given us a lot of curveballs. And it seemed like, when is it going to end? Right? When will this all end? But even in the midst of all the inconveniences of life, all the obstacles that are there, I want you, my brothers and sisters, as your priest and as your father in faith, never stop seeking God. Never stop loving Him. Never stop giving your all to Him. It's easy for us to say that I believe, but in moments like these obstacles that we have in 2020, where everything that we have used to know as regular have taken away from us. So perhaps when we are out of control, we're able to grab on to the one who is in control. As things fall apart, we're able to focus on the people who matter. When things fall apart, we focus on the people who give us life, who matter, who love us, and who is always there for us. Our family, our loved ones, and the people that are still challenging to love too. Huh? So I'll end this homily by reminding you the one thing that perhaps you have heard when you were young. The acronym KISS, K-I-S-S, right? K-I-S-S-I-N-G, right? We sung that song when we were young, right? So, KISS. If we want to kiss and adore Jesus Christ, keep it simple, stupid. Keep it simple. We have to keep things simple, my brothers and sisters. I know, as human beings, we complicate things. I complicate things. Right? We overanalyze things. We want things our way, and we want to make sure that everything is our way. But sometimes we just have to keep it simple. In our ignorance, in our desire to be in control, in our desire to want things our way, in our desire to have all these things, we become more ignorant, more stupider every day, because we forget to seek God in the midst of our presence, in the midst of what's going on. And we lose focus on the people that are there and our eternal goal, which is heaven, which is eternal life with Him. When I preach about Christmas, you know, today is my birthday as well. And I still remember my first birthday in America. My dad, at that moment in 1994, after working a few months since October as a dishwasher, we were able to save enough money. And then my dad went to an auto auction place and buy an auction station wagon for $400. And then so for Christmas, we drove it around. We drove that station wagon around, and man, it was so cool. And Dad said, well, I only have $1 each for you. And he stopped by Barney's General Store, and we were given $1 to spend. But I know that within that dollar lies the freedom that we have in America. The opportunity that my parents were willing to sacrifice so that we have a life that they never had in Vietnam. And this is a new beginning that none of us were prepared for. A new beginning that's scary. A new beginning that we didn't have control over. A new beginning that has so little. But within that dollar, I knew, hidden behind all of that, what my dad's own hard working, her sacrifices, and my mom as well. So too, this year, as we celebrate Christmas, I want you to look at the hidden sacrifices that the people that have loved you given to you day in and day out without you knowing. And especially the loving sacrificial gift that God had given to you day in and day out without you and I knowing. And perhaps all we can do is to keep things simple. And to always remember that when all the inconveniences, obstacles, and trials arise, remember to seek God therein as well.